The question was about transformation. Now we practice something, we get transformed, but it doesn't last. Yes, that's okay. You know, in this world, just as we eat food, the energy coming from the food doesn't last. But that doesn't mean we stop eating food. We don't think, oh, yesterday I ate, I lost the energy now. So what to do? No, eat today again. Isn't it? So, somehow think that if I make a resolution and it leads to transformation, that transformation, because it has happened, it must last lifelong. It's not like that. Yes, there is a transformation that has happened and that is good. But there is, I would say there's transformation at three levels. Transformation which happens at the level of our intention. I want to change myself. That means at least somebody is an alcoholic and somebody thinks drinking alcohol is cool. That person is a big fool. You know? So that person is thinking I'm enjoying, but the person is getting more and more trapped. But somehow the person awakens and I'm really trapped now. I have to give up drinking alcohol. So that first is level at the level of intention. I want to give this up. Even if that person keeps succumbing again and again, but at this first level the transformation happened, the intention has come up. Second level is not just some intention based on some circumstantial situation. You know, somebody drank and then threw up very badly, had a big hangover, headache. I don't want to go through this again. So that is just circumstantially the intention has come. But the second level is where there is conviction. Where I become convinced. Not just because this consequence or that consequence came, but because this is hurting me. I have better things to do in my life. I don't want to be like this. So that conviction doesn't depend on circumstance. Conviction comes from internal. So at that level, it becomes easier. Because we have an internal motivation to fight it. But even then, the mind is still conditioned. And the mind will keep saying, come on, do it, do it, do it. Now, if we have made a new resolution, then because of the enthusiasm to stick to that resolution, even if the mind proposes, we will say no to it. But over a period of time, what happens? Our conviction slowly starts going down and the mind's proposition starts coming. Now when we made the conviction, at that time we were aware, this is bad for me, I don't want to do this. But after some time the mind starts saying, it's not that bad, you know. You have to live a life. Come on, enjoy a little bit, whatever it is. So the mind starts speaking in its own way to undermine our conviction. So that is why we need to periodically reinforce our conviction. Why am I doing this? I am transformed, but transformation is not irreversible. Because the mind is still there, it is trying to reverse the transformation. So that's why we need to have that inner conviction being periodically reinforced by studying scripture, by associating with devotees, by ourselves contemplating the benefit of the transformed way of living. And in the last stage is purification. When we become purified, then the mind itself will not propose. Many devotees, in the past, some of us may have been eating meat, but after we start practicing bhakti, it's not only that we give up eating meat, but suppose we are going by a train or a plane and somebody else is eating meat, don't even feel tempted by that. Then what has happened? The mind has stopped proposing. So that is the time when we can say the transformation has become irreversible. But we should never think that transformation has become irreversible. We should assume that it's always possible it may reverse. And that's why we have to keep reinforcing our conviction. So even if our conviction goes down, even if some relapse happens, then again we start. And then it's not that because we relapse, it was a failure. That's a very important thing. See, the success of the resolution is not just in sticking to the resolution. The success of the resolution is what we do with that resolution. Okay, I decided to give this up. After giving it up, what did I do? Okay, I was able to serve Krishna, I was able to contribute in so many nice ways. That is what is important. We shouldn't think that after 6 months of resolution, there's a relapse and everything is failed. No, that 6 months of good living is very good. And yes, there was a slip, but I can rise again and I can move on. So just like a child who may walk very nicely and then falls again. Now just because the child has fallen doesn't mean that all the time the child has walked, that is a waste. All the time that the child has walked, that is practice. And when the child rises again, he will be able to walk much better. So the mind is, not only it makes us fall, it makes us fall and then it makes us think you are fallen. And therefore, stay fallen. But we shouldn't do like that. We shouldn't be misled by the mind. And we need to periodically reinforce our conviction that, say, we can persevere. Okay?